With Beverly Airport manager now, Gloria Bouillon. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports. And Gloria, again, thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Another difficult day, I guess, at Beverly Airport that ended up with a pretty good ending.
Yeah, actually, it was a good result. I can describe the incident we had. We had a student pilot. I was notified by the tower at approximately 1:40 p.m. yesterday that we had an aircraft go off the end of the runway, and so we had emergency response, fire, and police responding to the incident. Upon arrival at the scene of the aircraft, the pilot was actually standing, and so that was a really good sign. There was no leaking fuel, no fire. The aircraft did lose a wheel. The FAA and PSD are going to be investigating as to when and where and how the aircraft came to its final resting spot off the end of the runway. But for us, it was a really good positive event because we had such a good response, very quick, and the pilot walked away without a scratch. So, it was overall a really good good day for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, if a car loses a wheel, that's one thing, but when a plane does, it's something altogether. Can you tell me a little bit about what the pilot was doing? Because according to the press release, he was doing touch and goes, and can you explain that?
Yeah, so the pilot was a student pilot, and so he was flying solo, and that's just part of the requirement before they go for the private pilot practicum, the exam. And so he was practicing a touch and go. It's basically you're landing and then you apply full power and then take off again. And so when he went to apply the full power, he said the plane started veering off to the left. He tried to correct for it, applied full right rudder, and the plane just kept going off to the left. So, ended up going off the end of the runway and then into the grass. And in the grassy area, we actually have it graded so that in the event that aircraft do have an overrun, or an overshoot, that they are protected instead of going into trees or houses or anything like that.
Is it sort of an uphill grade so the plane will stop?
No, it's the same grade as the runway.
Okay. In student training, can you explain to me, because my brother, when he was a student pilot, was trying to explain it to me, what is the purpose of a touch and go? Is the idea landing the most important part of it, or what does that have to do with the training? Because I know everybody does it.
Yeah, so sometimes individuals will do a full stop in which you actually stop the aircraft. The aircraft continues to roll. And then you apply full power right after you land.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's basically landing and taking off without stopping.
In case of an emergency like this, were there other planes attempting to land at Beverly Airport in the area at the time? And what happens to those?
Yeah, so we actually, once I found out that the pilot, was not seeking medical help, and the tower could actually see him from where they were, we allowed the other aircraft to land. It was only about two other aircraft that were trying to get in before we closed the airport. And that way, so when we closed the airport, that allows vehicles to move onto the surface and just race to the scene without any delay trying to get on and off the taxiways with, certain clearances. So it just allowed as many emergency vehicles to respond without having to continually talk to the tower, and it allows us to really assess the situation in case there was any fuel or potential for fire or anything like that.
Finally, Gloria, the incident is being investigated. Can you explain what the next step is? How is Beverly Airport involved when people come in to investigate an accident?
So it's part of every accident and incident that happens. The NTSB, FAA, the state get involved, and they look at what happened, potential for mechanical, they look at all the circumstances. They're going to be conducting interviews. They're going to thoroughly look at the damaged aircraft, and so it's just part of every type of investigation that happens after. And sometimes if they find something faulty with the plane, or there are certain things that they look for, and then just try to, maybe it's something safety related, and sometimes they make policy. policy after accidents or incidents. And so they just go through a very thorough investigation to find out exactly what happened.
You know, I said finally, but I didn't mean it. I got one more finally. You know, you've had a couple of incidents with mechanical problems in the last couple of years that have ended up on a wonderfully safe note, thank goodness. But I think it, as an outsider, as a layperson, it seems to me, a person who wants to be a pilot, that the pilot training is most excellent in getting, getting through emergency situations. So I think it's really a positive outcome for Beverly Airport, the student pilots, and of course the trainers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I shook the student pilot's hand and I said, that was great. You kept control of the aircraft in a situation that, you could have easily lost control. So, I think it goes back to the training and it speaks very well of the training that a student pilot receives, and they kept control, kept calm, and, kept the aircraft under as much control as they can.
Beverly Airport Manager Gloria Bouillon.